Thank you, Ambassador. Regarding the chapeau, we suggest adding a reference to the right of states to defend themselves, as it is an important aspect of the protection of civilians. Also, this will more appropriately reflect the balance between military necessity and humanitarian considerations, a crucial issue that has been mentioned by other delegations. We would suggest adding this to the end of the chapeau of the operative sections so that it would read, addressing the humanitarian consequences arising from armed conflict involving the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, while bearing in mind the right of states to defend themselves and their citizens. Regarding 3.3, as previously mentioned, we believe that this declaration should strictly remain within the legal consensus and the parameters of existing IHL in order to remain universally inclusive and legally accurate. This is an extremely problematic paragraph, as its current wording introduces legal standards which do not exist in IHL. Likewise, the text seems to erroneously conflate the principles of distinction and proportionality. We firmly believe that the text should stick to existing law. We found the French delegation's suggestion to be very interesting. We support deleting the sentence when the effects may be expected to extend beyond a military objective, as they proposed, and would suggest another small modification, replacing the words in accordance with where required, so that it would read, ensure that our armed forces adopt and implement a range of policies and practices to avoid civilian harm, including by restricting or refraining from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas where required by international humanitarian law. Regarding 3.4, we suggest changing the words can reasonably be foreseen to the words are reasonably expected in order to better align this text with the requirements of IHL. Lastly, as previously mentioned, we would request replacing the words reverberating effects with indirect effects. And regarding paragraph 3.6, we are of the view that respect for and implementation of IHL is of the highest importance. However, a cautious approach should be taken regarding the commitment by states to promote the respect and implementation of IHL by other states, as well as by non-state armed groups. Therefore, we would suggest adding the word as appropriate before the word promote, as it reflects a more realistic approach and takes into account various complexities. Thank you, Ambassador.